Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Father, we worship you. We magnify your name. For your name is above all names. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, and the beginning and the end. So now, Lord God, we who are your children, humble ourselves before your divine presence. We thank you for this day and yet another opportunity to proclaim what thus says the Lord. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers, sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Bell, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us today, if there be any, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those that are watching and streaming live by internet. We greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Psalm 23, verse 1. When you have found it, say amen. Amen. Familiar passage of scripture, and it's on our screen, for it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Thank you, you may be seated. The Lord is my shepherd. That's personal. I, personal, shall not want. I want to use our topic this morning. All I want is you, Lord. All I want is you, Lord. That's a powerful statement because it impacts the heart, the conscience, as well as the character of the individual. And if it impacts the heart, the conscience, and the character of the individual, it literally says who we are in our personal endeavors or who we are in our personal walk with the Lord. Now, in saying that, there are many wants in life. Money, success, degrees, homes, cars. A good family relationship. God knows we need them now. Amen. We need friends and we need harmony. Yeah. a meaningful work and a meaningful work ethics. To leave also a legacy behind when we leave this world. We need hope, peace of mind, and fulfillment. And there's a spiritual perspective as well. Have at least one true best friend. Feel relief from social just judgment. Reconcile with an enemy. To be reminded, or to be remembered rather, in a positive way after death. Know that you made a difference in someone else's life. These are some of the things that many of us aspire to do in life. And some of our wants will come to pass, but then there are many of our wants that will be left unfulfilled. All I want is you, Lord. We are told that David was a man after God's own heart. In other words, it means your life is in harmony with God. It means your life is in sync with God when you have a heart for God. What makes it sad, or what makes God sad, makes you sad. What's important to God is important to you. When he tells you to go one way, you trust him and you follow it. But to understand why David was called a man after God's own heart, we need to see what characteristics he had to qualify for that statement. Isn't it amazing how men measure up against other men, but we fail to measure ourselves up against our Lord, our God, and our King? It is amazing how we tend to aspire to be great in life by the accomplishments and the achievement of other people, but we never attempt to achieve or be measured up with the accomplishments of our Lord, our God, and our King. It sounds to me, Daryl, there's a misconception of who we need to emulate or who we need to aspire to be like. The question we could ask emphatically, undeniably, and explicitly, who do you aspire to be like? My brothers and sisters, we have an obligation and a responsibility not only to one another, but we have a responsibility to our Lord, our God, and our King. So David was that man who had some characteristics, for he was a man after God's own heart. But David was not perfect, and neither are we, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Historically, though, this psalm was written during a time when David was fleeing from King Saul. David had been wandering from township to township. He had been exiled from his own people, and he was constantly living among strangers and even his enemies. In the 23rd Psalm, we see an outpouring of David's confidence in the Lord. And it also shows an unwavering trust in his life, even to the point of death. David is not praying in this psalm. David is not asking God to do something in this psalm, but rather David is rejoicing in what the Lord has already done and continue to do in his life. And when you can rejoice, when you see what God has done in your life, you can't hold your peace. When you know that he woke you up this morning, he clothed you in your right mind, you are here because of the blessing of the Lord, that's enough to rejoice about. Because when we think about the atrocities and the tragedies of the world, we can see all of the conflict, the chaos, the confusion, the discontentment, all of those things that are being done in the world today, but we have a God who is moving us closer to him. My brothers and sisters, David was rejoicing. Every now and then, we should be able to rejoice. If you know the Lord has been your shepherd, for he is the maker, the creator, the sustainer of life. And when you have a personal relationship, when you have a personal encounter with the Lord, your life is significantly different. In other words, you act oddly, different from the things of the world. Not to say that you're perfect, but you're striving for perfection. And one day we have been all predestined to look just like him. In holiness and in righteousness. We're so busy looking at the exterior. We're so busy putting on our makeup, our dress, our cologne. We're so busy looking at all our fancy attire. And the Lord says, I ain't interested in that. But what the Lord is interested in is what's in our heart. And if your heart is right, the Lord knows something significantly different about you because he knows the interior you, and he's not concerned about the exterior you. And the Lord is spiritually looking at us from an inward position because when we put out stuff, we're putting out stuff that we can never take back. You missed it. You can't take back stuff you said because it's out there in the archives of time, and it will never change because you said it, it's affirmed, it's believable, and now you have to stand on it. I'm reminded of what my uncle told me once. He was pastor of St. John Primitive Baptist Church, and I said, the Lord is going to get all those pastors who are cheating on their wives. And I said, they've done something wrong. And my uncle said, nephew, you're going to have to live that. And I wonder why he said that. He said it because whatever you put out, you better be able to live it. Be careful what you speak. Because sometimes you can speak things that you've got to live by. Sometimes you hurt people's feelings, you hurt their emotion that can never be repaired. Be careful how we treat your brothers and your sisters in the Lord. Because it's a heart endeavor that's being presented, not only to the one, but to the world and the one who created it all. My brothers and sisters, when you have a personal relationship with the Lord, who is our shepherd, David said in that 34th Psalm, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You missed your shout when he said, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. This is bigger than one person. If the Lord is the maker, the creator, the sustainer of this world, of this universe, if he is your water when you're thirsty, if he is your food when you're hungry, if he is your shelter in a time of storm, he tells us, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let's make this thing bigger than what we've ever done in our entire life, because we serve a great God, a mighty God, an eternal God. And when we magnify the Lord, we explode his worship and his praise, for he is truly worthy of all praise, honor.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
K-A-Y. YT, Monroe, West Monroe.